Although one maybe exception to that 1+1 rule and kind of similar strategy is to use ovarian suppression plus tamoxifen or ovarian suppression plus an AI. Is that a strategy you use in metastatic setting?
In metastatic setting, I would use occasionally a patient who is premenopausal, I would use AI plus ovarian suppression. But I think it is better to use the endocrine therapies in sequential manner in a palliative intent. You get longer control of the disease because once patient becomes resistant, you have something else available to offer to the patient.
So a typical situation of a premenopausal woman who, for example, relapses while she's on adjuvant tamoxifen, you want to use hormonal therapy. What is usually going to be your next therapy, assuming she's still menstruating and premenopausal?
If she's still menstruating, then I would use either ovarian ablation by surgical means or pharmacological means and then given AI.
Not ovarian suppression alone?
I usually do not do it. I usually do it together.
Yeah, I mean, that's our patterns of care study show that that is typically what's going on right now. So let's say you do that, you give ovarian suppression plus an AI, the patient has a good response and then progresses, then what?
Yeah, I think that then if you want to switch her from non-steroidal to a steroidal AI, you have to maintain the ovarian suppression. Or if you want to go to, say, fulvestrant, because most of the data from fulvestrant is also in postmenopausal patients, you have to maintain the patient in a physiological postmenopausal status to treat them with these type of agents.